called into a marriage union with Christ, the Son of the Living God. This is the gospel that we preach. We are being joined into becoming one body, one entity with the Son of God, who has been with the Father from the foundation of the world. We're talking of a union here that has no beginning and it has no end. Christ the bridegroom has descended from heaven to fetch his bride, to prepare her by cleansing her with the water of the word and transforming her, purifying her by the purging of the Spirit of God, so that he can present her unto himself as a perfect church without spot or blemish. This is something that the Lord is accomplishing in our lives. Some people have already gotten there. Some people are about to get there. Some people are now hearing the word for the first time, and they are awakening to the word of truth. They are awakening to this great salvation, this grace that is being extended to humanity in this hour. There is no other way a man can receive salvation except he is united in one with Christ, except he's united in this marriage with Christ, the Son of the Living God. Christ is the one who inherits all that is in heaven and in earth. Christ is the one who rules on the throne of the Father. In fact, it has pleased God that the fullness of the Godhead dwell in him. You see, brethren, we are being called to spirituality. We are being called to a kingdom that cannot be moved, that cannot be shaken. A kingdom that remains eternal in the heavens. God's kingdom. It's an invisible kingdom. And it's a purely spiritual kingdom. The things we hear are purely spiritual. The concepts are purely spiritual. We get a clue, an understanding of what goes on in the spirit, in God's kingdom, by looking at the things in the natural. You see, if you look down, you see, at the things of men, the systems of men, the activities of men, in reality, they are only shadows. You know, when you see a shadow, you're not seeing the real thing. When there's a shadow, there is obviously an object behind the shadow, isn't it? Isn't it? When you see a shadow, there's an object behind the shadow. You see, but when the shadow is not the real thing. So when you see things in this world, you can be rest assured that they have some meaning in God's kingdom. They are shadows. They are like parables. So if you have the spirit of wisdom and revelation burning on the inside of your brain, your faculties, you can begin to discern what God is talking about when he talks about marriage. The two shall become one. It is only in this marriage union that God is glorified. It was this marriage union that brought about God's blessing. This was the first blessing that God gave to man when he joined man to woman in the beginning, male and female. He created man, male and female. He created Adam, male and female. That was already a marriage in the beginning, and God blessed them. That is a spiritual marriage that occurred in the beginning when we were united in one with Christ. We were united one with the Christ, the Spirit. Christ is Spirit, amen?
Amen.
Christ is not of this world. Christ is of God's kingdom. Christ is of the heavens. Christ is the man from heaven. He's not the man from earth. You have two men actually. There is a man of the earth, which is called Adam, and there is a man from where? Above. And Christ is the man from above. He's a purely spiritual being. And we are supposed to be united with him. In the transgression, that union was broken, but now the gospel is bringing us back to unity with Christ. Amen? Any man that does not unite himself with Christ, any man that does not join himself with the bridegroom, with the true bridegroom, only forsakes his grace unto life. He forsakes his grace unto the abundant glory of God. See, so we must let go of everything and unite, get married to Christ. Amen? Get married to Christ. This is the essence of the gospel. Get married to the Son of God. Become one with him. Become one flesh with him. He is your true husband. That is your eternal husband. If you have a husband, you see, in this life, that you might have your husband for a couple of years, 60 years, isn't it? 50 years. Some people celebrate golden jubilees and all that kind of stuff. But I tell you, the marriage with Christ is what? Everlasting, eternal. It does not pass away. Oh, hallelujah. And I can assure you, he knows how to be a groom, a better bridegroom, a better husband than most of us in this world know how to be. He knows how to love his bride more than most of us, you know, think we know how to love. Hallelujah. So this is what we are being called to marriage, to a bond of marriage. And this marriage is supposed to be kept throughout all eternity. Because if this marriage is not observed, that is where your problem is coming. That is where your sorrow comes in. That is where death comes in. Amen? Do not be carried away by the diverse, you know, things that we see in this world. Don't be envious of men who seem to prosper for a moment. Don't be carried away with events in this world. They are all temporary. They are what? They are passing away. Isn't it? Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word does what? Abides forever. It is settled forever. Unmovable forever in the heavens. That is the word of God. Nothing can change it. Nothing can move it. But the systems of men will be shifted. They will be molded and changed. They wax old. They perish off. They die off. But God's glorious kingdom does not end. It is renewed every day by the power of the everlasting life. It is renewed every morning. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There is joy every morning. There's a renewal of the peace every morning. Hallelujah. There's a renewal of your gladness every morning. There's a refreshment from the presence of God that does not fade away. Hallelujah. So if you are married here on earth, and the joy that you had on your wedding day has all evaporated, isn't it? You now have problems here and there, and you know, problem here and there. You're trying, you go to Bible school, you know, counselors to try to solve your problem and all that kind of stuff. But I tell you today, you're going to know why you are having these problems. Amen. Mm-hmm. Go to the book of Psalm chapter 73. This is a man of God here in the book of Psalms chapter 73. Is a man of God who was foolishly envious of the wicked. He was foolishly envious of the way men prosper in this world. Don't men seem to prosper in this world? Isn't it? You see some people, they gather, you know, big riches and attention on the earth. They are stars. And they seem to have everything, isn't it? But that's what it looks like, but it's not so. Amen? You need the Lord to open your eyes to see the true state of those who do not know God. You need God to open your eyes to see the true state of those who are not married, who do not have this mystery of the marriage with Christ working in their lives. Those who have not united themselves with Christ. Your sorrows can only be multiplied if you do not observe this marriage bond with Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So the psalmist was talking here about those who prosper in the world. Let's go on to verse. These are the unbelievers, people who live in the flesh, who live without the knowledge of God. People who have married themselves to this world, who live in their flesh. Psalm 73 verse 12 says, behold, these are the godly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. When you talk of riches, you are talking of self-knowledge. You see, they increase in self-knowledge. They increase in the sort of the flesh. You see it? These are people who are rich in this world. The mighty man of the flesh. The mighty man. But look at what the psalmist said. Very, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. This is the kind of thought that comes into the mind of some people at times when they observe the wicked prosper. Now, the wicked is simply those who walk in the transgression of Adam. And we are all in that category in our ignorance. If you walk in ignorance of Adam, you are wicked. Because flesh and blood cannot stand God. Flesh and blood is wicked already. By nature, flesh and blood is wicked. You see, so he was here. This man is saying here, in vain have I cleansed my heart. You see, verse 14, for all day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. See, don't let that kind of mind, that kind of heart of deceit, of unbelief ever touch you. Don't let it come near your tent. Don't let it come near your mind. Never in your heart try to say you will abandon the Lord or abandon the cause of the kingdom so that you can prosper and be like the people of this world. Never do that. You must stand your ground in a perverse and wicked generation, and when you have stood your ground, you will receive the crown of life. There is a period for waiting. Amen. There is a period for patience and to wait for the promise before you receive the promise. Are you listening? Don't get discouraged or carried away by people, the ungodly, who seem to, you know, be carrying on and prospering in this world. You stand your ground and wait for the Lord. He will meet you. Amen. Wait for the Lord patiently, and He will give you the wings of the eagle, that you shall fly in the heavens, and all people shall know that you are called by the name of the Lord. They shall see the glory in you, and they shall know that you are called of the Lord. So the psalmist here, you know, he was trying to imagine that, wow, that in vain has he cleansed himself. In vain has he purified himself. Waiting for the Lord all day when people are prospering in the world. Stand your ground, brethren. Verse 15. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I have failed against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know these things, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of the Lord. Then I understood their end. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The Lord will take us into the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. The Lord will gather us into His sanctuary. His sanctuary is where you find His presence. His sanctuary is the marriage chamber. His sanctuary is the place where you are finally united with God. It's the secret place of God. It's the place where you are united in the presence of God. Amen. And that is the hope of our calling, to be gathered there in that particular chamber. Amen. To be gathered into the secret place of God. So the man, this psalmist is saying that the Lord took him into the sanctuary. And from the while in the sanctuary of God, in the secret of God's presence, he beheld the destruction of the wicked. Let's go on. Verse 18. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou casted them down into what? Into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awaketh. So, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. As a dream when one awaketh, so, Lord, when thou awaketh, thou shalt despise their image. Just listen to these words of the psalmist. Amen. Hallelujah. These are the people who reject the grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you reject the grace, if you reject the call to sanctification, if you reject the call to holiness, if you reject the call to consecration unto the Lord and carry on with the world, what happens? Your end is what? Misery and what? Destruction. He says that they are cast into slippery places. Slippery places where they slip into death. They waste away. Violent death, suffering, you know, torment. But this is not our portion, brethren. If you have ears to discern what the Spirit is saying in this hour, this is not your portion. Our portion is glory. Our portion is to be lifted up from the gates of death unto life. Let's go on. Verse 21. Thus my heart was grieved and I was pricked in my race. So foolish I am ignorant. Was I am ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holding me with my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. And afterward receive me to glory. Hallelujah. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but the Lord is my strength. Is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, listen here, lo, they that are far away from thee shall what? Shall perish. Thou hast destroyed them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Are you listening, brethren? Those that go whoring, you know whoring, when you play the harlot. See it? When you go prostituting. Reality, we are supposed to be married to Christ. In reality, we are supposed to be married to God. We are supposed to be one in Christ, one in God. But when we go whoring, you know what they call a whoring? Fornicating, flirting with idols, with the systems of men and the systems of religion. When we go flirting with this world, what happens? We perish. The whole world today is perishing. Because in reality, every man has turned aside from the truth. Every man has turned aside from God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Those that go are whoring, those that go prostituting for gain of this world, and neglect their union with Christ, shall be destroyed. Amen? Amen. That is why I say, let us make vows today. Let us make up our minds, brethren, to unite with the Lord, to join with the Lord. Hallelujah. So that we can see the good of the land. So that we can see glory. Hallelujah. Let us receive counsel from the Lord in this hour. It is a counsel from the Lord that will lead us into the place of glory. Oh Father, let us see the good of the land. Oh Father, let us be partakers of your glory. Oh Father, let us not be carried away with the winds of doctrines of men. Let our hearts be stayed on the truth. Let our hearts be stayed on the living God. Whom do I have in heaven but you, O God? Who do I have on earth besides thee, O God? Let us cancel for our minds idols. Those things that we exalt in our hearts. And let our mind be focused in the Spirit. Let us know the truth that we are married to Christ. We are supposed to remain married to Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Any attempt, you know, to defile or to break this union leads to fornication. Any attempt to break this union is what has provoked death and misery in life today. You see it? Eve united herself with the serpent. Eve united herself to this world. She became one with the serpent. And she has brought offsprings of the serpent, which is flesh and blood. And flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. We must be born again and unite once more with Christ, with our true soulmates. We must be born again and unite once more with the knowledge of the tree of life that is on the inside of us, which is Christ. Amen? You are not earthly beings. You are spiritual beings. You are celestial beings. You are heavenly beings. Amen? You are not mortal beings. You are immortal beings. You are being before the foundation of this world. Walk in the glory of the Father. Walk in the image of God. Hallelujah. When we don't walk in this truth, when we don't walk in the knowledge of the union, the bond, we become fornicators. Talk with you to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13. Hallelujah. Verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers, God will what? Will judge. Are you listening here? Hebrews, generally speaking, the letters to the Hebrews are some of the deepest letters in the Bible. These are supposed to be mature Christians. When the Hebrews were Christians who were supposed to be mature Christians, people who understood spiritual language, who understood spiritual tongues. Amen? Hallelujah. Marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers will God judge. Amen? And I can assure you God is not out there looking at your marriages on earth here. Amen? He's not out there peeping on your marriage, your bedroom and seeing who is not married, who is fornicating and who is not fornicating. You must understand the mind of God, the tongue of God, the spiritual language of God. God is in the heavens. Amen? And we who are called of God, mind the things that be of God. You see it? You have to begin to take your minds gradually away from the things of men. Because the things of men will only lead you into death and sorrow. The things of men are the dark things of Satan. They are from the depths of Satan. Amen? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Paul here is speaking a spiritual tongue, a spiritual language, for the brethren to understand that we should keep our bed undefiled. Now, I'm not telling you that you should go about misbehaving or doing whatever you want. Because in the first place, if you are grounded in Christ, nobody needs to tell you not to commit fornication. You see, you get my point? If you are grounded in Christ, you are above all those petty things that men fall into. Amen? If you are grounded in Christ, nobody will tell you not to kill. Nobody can tell you not to steal. If you are grounded in Christ, you get my point? What you have to fix is the spiritual aspect first. When you have fixed the spiritual aspect, every other thing will follow. The systems of religion and the systems of men, those churches around the world and their systems, try to deal with the issue of marriage on the natural level. You see, but I can assure you that you don't need church people to do this for you. You can always go to the counselors, marriage counselors in this world, let them solve that problem for you. If you want to be like men. Amen? Mm-hmm. Brother, let us go higher. Amen? Let us go higher, higher in the things of God. Let your minds be set on the things that be of God. Let your minds be in heavenly places. Amen? Mm-hmm. Walk in the heavenly places. Walk in the Spirit. See things according to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen? So Paul is saying that we should keep our marriage bed because we are married to who? To Christ. Amen? Amen? We are married to Christ. We should not defile it. We defile the bed when we go to get married to another. Or when we go out to, when we are unfaithful and unite ourselves to another. Then we defile our bed, our matrimonial bed. Are you listening? If you have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, because God is revealing deep truths. Amen? Mm-hmm. You are supposed to be married to Christ. You are betrothed to Christ. You are one with Christ. Amen? Mm-hmm. He is your master. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Like in Ephesians chapter 5, Paul says that the wife should be submissive to her husband. You see it from Ephesians chapter 5, from 21 upwards. He said the wife should be submissive to her husband. Let's talk about the church being submissive to Christ. Amen? Amen. For Christ is the what? Head of the church. Just as the husband is the head of the woman, of the wife. You see it? The head, when you have your head, it's your head that does the what? The thinking, isn't it? Isn't it the head that does the thinking? It is the head that does the thinking, that does the calculation, that does all the brain work and transmits it to the body. The wife is the body. The wife is the one flesh with the wife. The wife is the body of the head, of the husband. So the head transmits to the body and the body goes to work. You see, so now when we have the head, when we're united to the true head, which is Christ, it is no longer our will, but what? His will. See, this is the spiritual model that God is bringing. We have to be united, submit ourselves to Christ. Be submissive to Christ. Let Him rule over us. Amen. We have to reference Him in all things. This is the marriage model. We have to reference Him in all things. Amen. And be faithful in all things. Worship Him. Amen. We are not our body. This is His body. Amen. He has bought us with His price. You see it? Have you heard of when in this world people go to pray the bride price? Isn't it? For the bride will go to pay the bride price. These are just shadows. Amen. But that is man's word. In actual fact, God, Christ has paid with His blood to get us as His wife. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are now not our own now, but we are what? Christ. We do not belong to us. We belong to who? To Christ. Amen. Now when we defile this union, when we defile this marriage union, we become what? Adulterers and fornicators. That's why it says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, the second part, whoremongers and adulterers will God judge. Whoremongers and adulterers will God judge. If you do not keep your bed, your spiritual marriage bed, if you do not keep yourself in the union with Christ in the spirit, you are classified an adulterer in the spirit realm. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And adulterers cannot partake of God's kingdom. Amen. If you look at the book of Revelation, those people who are outside the gates of Jerusalem, those who cannot enter into God's kingdom, are what? The fearful, the adulterers, the fornicators. Brethren, divorce yourself from this world. Divorce yourself from man's system, from the spirit of man, and begin to unite yourself with Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you go to Hebrews chapter, or rather, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. And God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by His own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. Amen?
Amen.
What? Know ye not? Look at what. See how Paul writes it here. It says, what? What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For the two seeth he shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication, every sin that a man does in his, without the body. But he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. What? What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Are you listening? What? What an abomination. I join myself to a harlot? Him that joins himself to a harlot becomes one flesh with her. But he that joins himself to the Lord becomes one spirit. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know that you are the body of the Holy Ghost? Don't you know you are the body of the temple of God? Amen. That you are not yours, that you are the Lord's. You have been bought with the price. You are married to God. You are betrothed to Christ. Don't you understand these things? Hallelujah. Get this thing into your mind. Amen. And begin to recognize who you are. Recognize that inner man in you. That you are the body of God. You are part and parcel of the body of the living God. You are married to God. You are one with God, the living God. Get to know this thing. Get to understand this mystery. Walk in the reality of it by faith. And you will discover the glory of God. Keep yourself undefiled. Walk in the Spirit. Keep yourself united in the Spirit. One in the Spirit of God. Keep yourself united in the glory of God. Keep yourself in the bond of the Spirit. One Spirit. No more one flesh. No more one flesh. No more identifying yourself with the outer man of the flesh. Or with this world. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in union with God. According to the will of God. Uniting yourself with the Spirit of God. Become one with the body of God. Join yourself to that body, that eternal body. Any man that does not get this mystery, any man that does not know of this thing, will only go down the path of destruction. Amen? We have to learn day by day, to be submissive to our head. Amen? We have to learn day by day to let him rule over us. Let him take over every faculty of our life because we are not ours. Cancel your self-ambitions, your self-will. Amen? And let your things, everything be directed towards your master, to your Lord, to your husband. Amen? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Let us be like the virtuous woman who knows the will of her master. Mm-hmm. Pleasing the master in all things. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Being a co-worker with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Waiting on him daily. Depending on him. Not according to your own wisdom or the wisdom of men. Hallelujah. As you exercise yourself in this truth, exercise yourself in this knowledge. You are the temple of God. You are not yours, but your master's. Amen. Mm-hmm. Keeping your bed undefiled by remaining in the bond of oneness with Christ the Spirit. One Spirit. One Spirit, not one flesh. Amen. Mm-hmm. Turn your back on the wisdom of this world. Turn your back on the vanities of this age. And unite yourself with God, with your master. Then you will discover the streams bubbling with life. Then you will discover the glory of God. This is the will of God to gather each and every one of us into Christ. Amen. To let us realize that we are not ours. We have already been bought. You have already been bought. Amen. Hallelujah. We are not ours but Christ. Amen? Amen. Loosen yourself from the things that have bound you to this world. Abstain, hallelujah, from this world. Amen? Amen. Like James says, friendship with this world is enmity with God. You cannot be united to this world. I'm united to God. Amen? Amen. Friendship with this world is what? Enmity with God. Friendship with this system means that you should not unite yourself with the systems of men. But keep yourself in the heavenly places. Keep yourself in Christ. Amen? Amen. And he will use you as a vessel of honor. Amen. Because your husband, which is Christ, wants to honor you. He wants to use you as a blessing to many nations. Your husband, which is the Christ, amen, wants to see you exalted, because in reality you are his glory. You know how it is when you want your wife to be a shining star? If you go out, you want your wife to be the prettiest out there among the other ladies. When you go out, you want your wife to show forth, to be a reflection of your riches, to be a reflection of your kindness. So does God want to show his goodness to the world through his wife. Amen. He would cater for his wife, give his wife his best in glory. Amen. And so that she would be an example for generations to come. Amen. Let us hold on to this truth, brethren. Hallelujah. Unite ourselves in this truth. Keep our beds, our marriage, sacred marriage vows with Christ, and unite with him. This is the union that will take us throughout all eternity, and that will keep us in the peace and in the mercy of God the Father. Amen.